World Football at AFCON
with John Bennett.
Welcome to the show. This tournament has been an absolute gift for football fans so far in terms of entertainment. But even by those standards, I think Saturday was superb. Certainly the first two matches. A five-goal thriller between Angola and Mauritania with some stunning strikes. A dramatic injury time equaliser for Algeria against Burkina Faso. And after a shock defeat in their first game, Tunisia's first point of this AFCON, a 1-1 draw against Mali. So a lot to talk about with the former DR Congo captain Gabriel Zakuani and former Cameroon defender Sebastian Bassong. Hi, guys.
Hello, John. Hi.
So I've been doing my maths and I make it 34 goals at this stage in the last AFCON, AFCON 2021. And at this stage of this AFCON 2023, 57 goals. Seb, is this the best start to an AFCON you can remember?
Definitely. This is a bit unusual. Usually AFCON be tied, the games are tied, but right now what I've seen, what I've witnessed is absolutely amazing. So many goals, teams going forward. It's a real pleasure to watch. So yeah, it's definitely by far the best start of the AFCON that I've witnessed, I've played, I've been there.
Seb, do you think it's because there's no fear now? You know, before there was elites in Africa. I feel that now there's less fear by the smaller teams. Do you think that's the case?
Yeah, that's definitely that's part of it. The same way football over worldwide is changing. You know, the gap is getting smaller. It is definitely getting smaller. The gap in Africa, in AFCON, this quote for quote smaller teams now, they know that they're worth it. They know they got quality and they got something to say, something to prove. Therefore, they got respect, but they're definitely not going to fear anybody, which makes the games even better.
Yeah, two defenders with me, but it's all about the attackers. Sorry, guys. It's not about defenders this AFCON so far.
I used to score goals, John. Don't worry.
I'll be on YouTube straight after the show. Sebastian Bassong goals. Let's get to Saturday's games then. Tough to know where to start, but how about with the struggling 2019 champions? Baghdad Bounedjah's 95th minute equaliser, salvaging a point for Algeria. 2-2 draw against Burkina Faso. So with Algeria on the brink of defeat, Bounedjah scored with a brilliant header. Gabby, did they deserve to level it, Algeria, do you think, on the balance of play?
No, I don't think they did. You know, I felt Burkina Faso seemed to have a better game plan for me. In possession, if you talk about possession, yes, they had more possession. They was in control of the game, more shots. But I still feel that they're a little bit nervy. And just don't seem to have it right at the moment. I feel like they've been saved by scoring a very late goal, and they probably will just have enough to get through. But it's not the same Algeria. You usually see the efficient one that just gets the job done and shuts the other team out. Now they do seem reluctant to defend like they used to. And they're very susceptible to conceding goals now. And that's not like the old Algeria.
Seb, what do you think? What did you see from Algeria today? Anything that gave you any positivity about them?
The only positive point that I can pick up from their game of today is the fact that they came twice from behind. You know, they had the energy, the character to come from behind and to get a draw, and a very desperate draw at the end. And if you should have seen the way they celebrated it, because they knew that if they didn't get that point, it would have been almost over for them. So therefore, that for me, that shows a lot of character. And one way or another, their star player is going to start pick the level up a little bit more, hopefully for them. Even though if they go through the smallest door, they're still going through. So the chances are still in their favor, but they haven't been the team, as you know, Gabby said, that we used to see. But you know what? The last game they won, actually, I've made my due diligence, was the final that they won in 2019 in AFCON. So that tells you a lot about them playing in the AFCON. It's never going to be easy and never been easy for them.
Yeah, that is an incredible stat. Five AFCON games now without a win. Haven't won an AFCON game since, as Seb said, winning the trophy in 2019. Remember, they also failed to qualify for the last World Cup. So what is going wrong? Why is this team not clicking like it used to in 2019? Here's the North African football expert, Mahir Mazahi.
Well, if you listen to what most Algerian supporters think, they believe that it's Jamel Belmadi, the coach, his refusal to change out the old guard. If you look at the Algeria starting lineup today, Riyad Mahrez was still playing. Baghdad Bounedjah was still playing. He scored a double, so he was obviously justified in playing. You've had players like Sofyan Feghouli, who's 34 years old, who's playing in Turkey. Players like Nabil Bentaleb. These are all players that we sort of, that were key parts of the team in 2013, 2014, and are still playing a decade on. Whereas, for example, in the second half today, after he brought on Mohamed Amin Amoura, who's only 23 years old, and he's really the rising star in Algerian football, he has 13 goals in 15 matches in the Belgian league. And of those 15 matches, only 8 of them were starts. He's one of the most efficient players in Europe. And today he completely changed the game all on his own. And so I think supporters really are angry at Belmadi and the fact that he's not playing a lot of younger players, and that players like Mahrez, perhaps because of close friendship with the coach, continue to gain some kind of advantage and continue to play.
Yeah, I want a quick word from both of you about Riyad Mahrez, because he looked a shadow of his former self off the pitch, substituted 15 minutes to go. There's talk he could be dropped for the next game. He talked about his critics after the game. He said, all the people who stay behind their phones and their computers, we don't listen to them. Was he talking about me? We are going to make this qualification for our people and for our families. The rest, we don't even listen to them. Gabby, you first, then Seb. Do you think Mahrez is going to find his best at this tournament?
Well, I hope he does. You know, he's one of the players you do look forward to seeing, because he has been, you know, performing at a world-class level for the past few years. But since he's gone to Saudi Arabia, I think he's probably not at the same level, because the Premier League is obviously a completely different level. And you just hope that they keep their fitness up and they keep the same sharpness coming into the AFCON. But he seems to have dropped off a little bit. And I think for Algeria's sake, he needs to be on his best form, because the fans are obviously, you know, starting to question him as a star player. And it's not something you really want as a star player. And when you start to respond to critics, I think as a footballer, that's when you know it's actually getting to him. So I hope he does hit the form. But at the moment, he's not quite hit them heights yet.
Yeah, a house of hope is going to find his form, you know, for the beauty of the tournament, for the Algerian people. But you got to say, you know, it's kind of obvious. He's out of shape. He's out of shape, and he doesn't have the impact that people would like him to have, especially being the captain of the team, one of the leaders. So when he came off, things changed a little bit. And that happened also with Mohamed Salah of Egypt when he came off. You know, sometimes when you're the star player, you're just hoping for your star to get to his best when it matters. Now they still have a chance with the whole squad, but you shouldn't even write him off, because with the talent that he has, if they go through, he can change the game in a knockout game. It's going to be, you know, it's direct. So that's what we all hope for Mahrez. But actually, yeah, he's not looking good for him.
I really wanted to save a bit of time so that Seb can be smug about his dark horse pick, Burkina Faso. But sadly, we've got to move on, Seb. And I never expected to be saying this. Angola against Mauritania was one of the best matches I have seen for ages. Gelson Dallas scored twice as Angola beat Mauritania 3-2 to close in on the knockout stages of the Cup of Nations. So Mauritania's Sidi Amar made it 1-1 with an amazing Maisie run and finish 2 minutes before half-time. Their first ever goal in open play at an AFCON ended their 10-hour AFCON goal drought as well. But things got worse for them after that. Angola then made it 3-1. Dallas' second was a brilliant individual goal. And then Keita scored a spectacular consolation for Mauritania. This game was like a goal of the tournament competition within it. Any favourites? I think mine was the goal to make it 1-1. It reminded me, Seb, of Hatem Ben Arfa. He's an old teammate of yours, isn't he? Old friend, Claire Fontaine, Newcastle. Amazing run. What did you make of that goal?
That goal was a great goal. You know, you can't take nothing away from the individual skills, you know, the way he dropped his shoulder, the way he hold the player and then get a nice shot off. However, I think the defense made it quite easy for him, because when you see him coming like that, you got to stop him early doors. Nonetheless, he's done something great. I kind of like the goal, but for me, the banger from the Mauritanian player, the consolation one from Keita was just amazing. That game was something that nobody could have seen it coming, but that tells you a lot about the rising teams in on the continent. Then, as Gabby said, they don't fear nothing, they don't fear nobody, and they can just only express themselves, and that's good for the show.
Gabby, just quickly, you've got the casting vote. Which one was your favourite out of all the goals in that game?
I think as a defender, you have to go for the Croatia one because the other one, just the defending is too. It's too static for me, you know. You can't let anyone jink through. You've got to take him out there, you know. Take one for the team. Yeah. But I think the Quetta one, it shows individual brilliance, as in the quality of the strike, the power and the accuracy. I think I'll give it to that one.
I've changed my mind. You don't get the casting vote. I give the prize to Sidi Amar. 33 shots in total in that game. One bit of news from AFCON. Senegal head coach Aliou Cissé back with his players after being taken to hospital on Friday night, suffering from stomach pain. The Senegal Football Federation say he's now returned to the group, which is great news. The test results from the hospital are reassuring, they say, as well. Remember, earlier on that Friday, Senegal had beaten Cameroon 3-1 to make it 2 wins out of 2 in the group stage at AFCON, book a place in the last 16. Seb, it's a relief that he's okay, back with the squad.
Yeah, it's a relief. That's something that happened to him even during World Cup in Qatar. So that's a recurrent issue, but that's good for everyone, you know, in the competition in Senegalese squad and country, that their head coach is back and is healthy.
So to Tunisia against Mali, 1-1, 2004 champions Tunisia under pressure after suffering a shock defeat to Namibia in their opener. Mali were looking to build on a 2-0 win over South Africa, when, to be honest, they were outplayed in the first half. Mali took the lead on 10 minutes. Then Rafia Hamza equalised for Tunisia close range, their first goal of the tournament. Gabby, do you think Mali are going to rue some missed chances in this game? I thought they just about edged it against Tunisia and could have got the 3 points.
Yeah, I think they were the better side. I think they were the better side in terms of possession, which doesn't really win games. Tunisia's game plan was clear to pack the midfield and just make it difficult for Mali. But I think the chances they had enough chances to win the game. And they will rue these chances, because you don't really get these opportunities. And I think on paper, before the game, I would have thought that, you know, Tunisia, I think I would have made them favourites. Maybe not in terms of the way they've been playing, but just because of how the magnitude of the game. But Mali, I think, looking at the chances, yeah, they will rue the chance, because they could have worked their place, but they'd have to do it the hard way.
Mali, for me, knowing the Malian players, they grew up together. They're a very strong team as a unit, and they know each other in possession. They win. They keep the ball well, so they're quite skillful. As like, if Bissouma, even though he was on the bench because he wasn't well today, he wasn't so well. Mali, I think they regret the chances, because that's the difference that is missing between them being a very, very good contender for the title. Because don't get me wrong, they're a good side. So Tunisia, you know, knowing what's happening within the federation, because there's not a lot of trouble within the federation, but by having their president in jail and there's some internal issues, I think, yeah, they weren't favorite and they weren't good enough.
Quick fire one, Algeria, Tunisia, they both going through or just one of them? What do you think? Very quickly, Gabby first, then Seb.
No, I fear for Tunisia, to be honest. I think Algeria will go through now. I think I just see them grabbing something in the last game. But I think Tunisia, I do quite fear for them.
Seb?
Yeah, Algeria is going to go through. And I also fear for Tunisia, even though one of my best friends is Tunisian, but no pity, no mercy.
Not after today.
Yeah, not after today.
Day 9 at AFCON is a big day for my dark horse pick, South Africa. They need to bounce back from their defeat. They face Namibia. And in Group F, Zambia, Tanzania, Morocco against Gabby's DR Congo. In 20 seconds, Gabby, how are DR Congo going to get on?
We'll be fine. I think we'll shock you tomorrow. I think Morocco, obviously, I think we'll sit back and we'll wait and we'll catch them on the counter. Morocco, I expect to go through the group. I do expect them to go through the group, and they'll probably want to do it as soon as possible. So winning tomorrow will guarantee their place through the group. But I think just after the last game, we absolutely battered Zambia. And I think for today, for the next day, which is Morocco, we're going to get the 3 points.
Hope you were working on your finishing. Some really poor finishing in the first game. Thanks very much, guys. Join us the next time on World Football at AFCON.
World Football at AFCON is a BBC Sport production from the BBC World Service.